Good morning, Phuket, and joining me in the studio, Mark Cameron, the Managing Director of Asian Golf Events. Mark, how are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for coming in. So you have the first ever Phuket Hospitality Challenge coming up a week from this Friday, which is July the 15th. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, it's part of our ongoing expansion of events on the island and in Thailand. And we decided that a hospitality event was something that hadn't been done before in Phuket. And we thought it would be a great challenge for all the hotels and restaurants and bars and club owners, etc., to come together, network, and have a good competitive day out.
Absolutely. And I mean, so it's mostly people from Phuket and Krabi, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. We aimed it directly at that market.
Which is obviously two very big hospitality areas. And I think this is a really great idea because, you know, hospitality, not that I'm in it, but the hospitality industry seems to be very, very close. You know, people change from job to job quite often. They see each other at different events. But like you're saying, like good networking, they may not actually meet each other in those scenarios. And this is a good opportunity to kind of interact with each other on an outside of business level.
Yeah, and it's a great way to steal another GM from another hotel, etc.
So you've done events like this before, just not for the hospitality industry.
Yeah, we do the Phuket Oilfield Classic every year in April. So this is going to be a new annual event every July with our good friends at Laguna, Paul Wilson, who's the director of golf over there. And we're really glad to have teamed up with Paul because they've been very supportive and have given up a lot of their time to try and make this event a success. And a big shout out to Crystal, who's worked really hard at doing all the promotion of it, etc.
And it is at a fantastic golf course. I haven't played the Laguna Championship golf course, but I've seen it and it's beautiful and have heard really amazing things.
Yeah, I played it with some friends last week and it was in really good nick. So yeah, we're looking forward to having the event there.
So if people want to sign up, is there still spaces available for teams?
Oh yeah, there'll still be spaces right up until the last minute type thing, yeah. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, it's mark@asian-events.com or go to the website www.asiangolfevents.com and you can contact me and I will certainly help you get a team in, no problem.
That's right, because it's actually it's being brought to you by ASEAN Events, because that is the company expanding as well. Yes,
because we're our events business is not just primarily golf now. We've got a lot of other different types of events, and we want to make it something that's appealing to everyone in the ASEAN region.
So walk us through what it's going to be like on the day. So it's coming up on July 15th, which is a week from Friday, and it's going to be the full 18 holes, yes?
Yeah, we'll start off at, we're going to do something that hasn't been done in Thailand yet or before, which is a speed golf challenge. There was one world record set a few months back by France, Spain and Denmark, who played together, three teams, and basically what it is one team has a team of four and they play a par five, and one member will drive off, the other member will be halfway up the fairway, and once that ball lands and stops, then he hits it to the green hopefully, and then the third player will chip it on, and then hopefully the fourth player will put it out. Well, France won that with 34 seconds.
So 34 seconds is the time to beat.
For a world record.
If you want to beat a world record, you could potentially do it a week from Friday if you got a damn good team lined up.
Yes, yeah, you have to have a good team.
Yes.
So we're doing that to begin with. There'll be four teams competing against that in the Speed Golf Challenge. And then we will tee off for a shotgun start at midday. And we have lots of activities on different holes throughout the golf day, mm-hmm. With a lot of sponsors sponsoring holes. And if you don't mind, I'll thank some of them at the
Absolutely,
moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
We've got Colin at Rotowash Equipment. He's got three teams in, and they're giving away over $500,000 baht worth of equipment for hole-in-one. We have Mark at Outrigger, who's put in a team, and the Outrigger guys will have some goodie snacks and some refreshments to the golfers that are passing through their holes. And obviously all the Laguna outlets like Banyan Tree, Dusit Thani, Angsana, Cassia, Big shout out to Zana Beach Club, who are doing the gala dinner in the evening.
Wow.
So yeah, we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a superb buffet. The great thing about this event is everyone wants to showcase off their hospitality at their holes, and
right.
also Zana wants to showcase their food and their service at their beach club to all these big GMs that are coming along from all over the island. Big shout out to my good friends Bob and Darren at Taipan, Matt and Jason at Hooters, and of course Phuket News and 89.5 FM for their support on the event. We've got teams in from Serenity, Pullman, Panwa. Altogether, we've got 13 teams with about 52 players.
Wow.
It's not as good as I expected, but it's great for a first year, and hopefully it will showcase the event, and next year we'll have a lot more participants.
Well, and there's still about a week and 2 days to sign up, so if you're hearing this now, just like, I know all of those teams, I could beat the hell out of them, no problem. You can still sign up for that by getting a hold of Mark here. And once again, the website was...
www.asiangolfevents.com.
AsianGolfEvents.com. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in today, Mark. Best of luck with this awesome event, and hopefully we'll see you next time for the next big event you guys have in the works.
Thanks, Chris.